This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Penguins are down 2-1 already, but it's not a big deal. I mean, obviously, hockey's such a long season. Although, you know, it's a little shorter this year, and because you're playing all games in your division, I guess every game is a little bit more important and tough, but we've got a long way to go. I haven't even looked on social media to see if people are already writing this team off. They stink. Jari's no good, you know, the whole nine yards. It's always fun, isn't it? It's always fun when a Pittsburgh team plays and things of the such. Anyway, I just feel like the Steelers today, we had a discussion yesterday a lot about the Steelers. Today, Mike Tomlin met with the media. I don't know. I mean, to me, I think that this was a news conference that really didn't tell you a whole lot. I was actually very disappointed by it. And not because of the questions, just because of the answers. You know, I felt like most of the questions were asked, you know, but the answers were just so evasive and elusive. And part of it was just, you know, the idea that 2 days after the season, he has answers is silly. The problem is the guys won't get to, you know, and hopefully I'll be back in, you know, we'll be back doing real press conferences by August where we're all in the building and I can be a part of it again. But we probably won't get another shot at Mike Tomlin until July, until training camp opens. I mean, you know, they do mini camps and OTAs. Maybe once he'll talk in there, but not a lot, often he doesn't. He'll talk at training camp, and that's about it. So, I mean, between now and July, you'll hear from Mike Tomlin very, very rarely. That's why, to me, if I was a beat reporter of the Steelers, I might say to Bert Alton from the Steelers, listen, could we, like, save this press conference, you know, push it back like about 6 weeks, and then we can have a shot at him? Of course, you know, they'll get Kevin Colbert, I guess, and Art Rooney usually meets with him once. So as we move through it, it'll be better and there'll be more information. And I think that's the key to me, is that you get more information as you go through it and you learn more. But I think one of the things that's really clear, is that there's going to be changes on the coaching staff. I don't think there's any question. And so I feel like when you think about it that way, you know, that's a good start. That was one of those things where, you know, you kind of read between the lines. He's definitely going to make some changes. I think he said something to the effect of, there's changes every year. These things happen. I think that's important. I do. I think that all of that stuff's important. And, you know, changes with the coaches. You know, the thing about Ben and why it's not an easy discussion is because he's Ben Roethlisberger. He's your, you know, quarterback of, you know, he's a great quarterback that's won Super Bowls, all that other stuff. If you could just bring him back in a vacuum, it'd be easy, but you can't, because at the end of the day, you know, $41 million is a huge cap hit. That's what it comes down to me. $41 million is a huge cap hit. And so I feel like, you know, when you talk about it like that, it's a different discussion. It really is. And it's a discussion that I think is longer and takes longer and all that other stuff. That's what it comes down to with Mike Tomlin and the Steelers brass. They've got to decide how they're going to handle that cap hit if they do bring him back. And they've also got to decide if he's not, you know, if he's not a guy that they want to bring back, how do they have that conversation with him? How do they avoid what happened with Troy Polamalu? You know, if they decide they don't want him back, or they decide they can't afford him, they decide that they would rather, you know, not, you know, commit that much money to him, you know, what do you do? Who's the one that has a conversation with him? How do they have that conversation with him? So I get it, and I understand why there was a lot of different, you know, just sort of evasive answers today, because I don't know that Mike Tomlin really has any answers right now, just looking at it from afar. He might, though. He just got to, you know, again, every day now, they're going to be working on all this other stuff. So that should be good. Coming up, we're going to talk to Brian Batko, the Post-Gazette. Brian will shed some more light on what was said and how it was said and maybe what we should read into it. We'll do that next. Paul's Eye Show on 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.